Hello, Australia, and a warm welcome to all tuning in for our daily financial services news wrap. I'm Paige Estratori on behalf of Financial Services Online. Let's delve straight into the industry matters that dominated our headlines yesterday, the 6th of December. A pressing concern for the managed accounts industry revolves around the need for uniform performance assessment standards. Industry experts, including David Bell from the Kinexys Institute, strongly stressed on the impending risks at the Professional Planner Researcher Forum. It seems that without uniformity in these standards, we could risk not only regulatory scrutiny, but also held accountable through dwindling client trust. The solution, suggests Bell, lies in industry self-regulation, thereby preempting stringent government measures seen in spheres like the superannuation sector. A point we certainly hope receives due attention. In another part of the finance world, the affordability of housing remains a blistering issue for middle-income Aussies. High prices are pushing home ownership further out of reach. Proposals like 40-year mortgages by lenders such as Pepper Money, while reducing monthly payments, significantly increase long-term interest. Although this strategy could make owning a home seem manageable for buyers in the immediate term, it's a double-edged sword that could further inflate housing prices and debt. Systemic changes, like caps on immigration and tax reforms, are yet to gather steam with policymakers to truly address this crisis, a solution that is urgently sought by Aussies grappling with rising housing costs. Meanwhile, retirement planning has become the focus of a social debate between personal wealth and government support. A non-agenarian couple sparked this online debate, risking a slashed-down age pension due to asset growth. The couple owns shares worth $895,000. Their perceived actions have become a social media talking point, but this brings to the forefront the broader question about valuation tactics, potential loss of medical benefits, and the perception of pensions as a right. Finally, a matter of growing concern is the increase in total and permanent disability claims, specifically among those aged 30 to 40 due to mental health issues. There's been a dramatic uptick in claims within the last decade, with mental health now representing 36% of total claims, and men are 59% more likely to quit work due to such struggles. This worrying pattern calls for a stronger focus on preventive measures and support for mental health welfare for the sake of our individuals and the economy. That's all for today's wrap of finance and superannuation matters. I'm Paige Estratori for Financial Services Online. Enjoy exploring our range of services like insurance, finance, and money management on our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep yourselves informed and empowered, Australia. Tune in tomorrow for more news from your trusted source. Till then, good day.